Sif Yud, Donin, Bainden Imominus, Bainden in the Koshis, you're allowed to judge the Imominus and Moyes, you're allowed to judge in the Koshis.
You're right, this was Moyes.
Obviously, it's not nowadays, but had we been living in a time where which we would have the power to judge this, Dinner Poshis can be done in Cholomoy. Mashamtin. What do you have?
This is a few extra words. It's not a bias, how you.
Oh, in the prints.
Okay. That was because of the censor. That was part of the realities of life of the censors. Umashamtin, they can make chayrim. Umakin, the mishla kibulabadin, they can also enforce the judgment. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Memtes, bending him on this. So the point that he's saying is the following: the Moed Loi Havikim a Shabbos Yomtiv, Dasu Lodin Bom, Filin Yisratu Shneim. The Shabbos and Yomtiv, you may not judge a case, adjudicate a case in Bezdin, even if both parties agree. However, Ubezeh, but a Kol Moed, what is Shori, it is permitted to judge it. In the Sratzu Habalidinim Lodinbom, either in a case where both parties agree to judge the case, have the case judged. The Ilul Nichbois, however, in regards to forcing certain cases, one party can force the other party to go to court. The poem in Yochel Lokov Batlabaldin, Shiava Benisim, Tishrei Kenisa, because you mentioned Simon Ha'ayin Shalom. There are scenarios one party can force another party to come to court to be judged, doesn't apply in the month of Nisan and Tishrei because of the Yom Tovim and because of the other responsibilities that person has then. So I can say, I'm busy now, I can't go now to be judged. You can't force the party to go, but if they both agree, so the Bezdin can do that even at Kolomoy.
So what does it mean for me? Sometimes you can't, sometimes you can.
What are the criteria of yes or no? I don't know. I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever learned a question from Simon Hay. I didn't look it up.
So in other words, the Baal Din can say, it's all mine, we're busy, we have things, but the Dayanim can't say that?
Right.
The Dayanim can't say, Rabbi Yitzchak don't find that.
That's the life of a rabbi.
Yeah.
In the fascists. I'll prove it to you. I'm walking in the supermarket and the person will say, Rabbi, I have a question for you. I very rarely see a lawyer walking down the aisles of the supermarket and says, Mr. Lawyer, I have a question for you.
No,
I have hours, they come to my office and I'll charge you X amount per hour to ask the question.
Exactly.
Or a doctor, some doctors will ask, You'd be like a rabbi, that's of course. So they were not allowed to push it off because the mitzvah of Yartar Rabbi Kirbecha required a person to charge the best and to if there was ra, they had to remove it, eradicate the ra by judging it. Okay. Okay. Sifir al mutar liko b'shviel achav yisav b'shal b'chol amoyd. The person can make a complaint because of a low which not was not being repaid, a kolamoy. What they would do is they get up during davening and make a public announcement this fellow was not doing his thing and complain about it. I mean, that, you know, really follows suit from the fact that you can put a harem. It's not worse than that. Okay.
What's the worst? Big bull man?
To complain. So it's the one of the baladin can get up in bed, you know, in the shul and make a complaint that he's not getting service. They're not taking care of it. Simitov kuf mem vav dini eris in the sum b'chol amoyed. Aleph, ein loisim noshim b'moyed. Loi besu lois, v'loi amonis, v'loi miyad. So you can't do nesuin b'chol amoyed. However, umutzo la'aris, you may do erisin b'chol amoyed. However, the time when they were doing Arison and the Suin separately from each other, which we don't do that nowadays, but in the time when they did such, sometimes they would have a celebration of Sudas Arison. So that you can't do. When can you not do it? Ha'oris beis arusosa b'shas erisin. If it's so, if it's where you're doing the erisin, when you're doing the erisin, and it's in the person, it's the person's own home, so that's when it's also. However, mutalas is recruited in mechavas. You may dance. In her house. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Mutalas is recruited in mechavas. You're allowed to have dancing. Mutalas suits her orders im mirei of shloim beis arusos. All that's mutter. Okay, because that wasn't what Halach referred to as Sudas Arison. So what's this all about? Why not? So the Gemara says, "They marvin simcha b'simcha," because the eker simcha of the marriage is the shas nesuin, and by doing that during Chol HaMoed, we're supposed to be celebrating the Yom Tov. Instead, you'll end up celebrating the marriage as opposed to celebrating the Yom Tov. So you're confusing, you're mixing up two different simchas at the same time. Take a look at the Sharet Siyum in Aleph. So he says Gemara. Then he says, "Oh yeah, Shom Tamin." The Gemara gives other explanations why you can't do Chol HaMoed. So one of them is the Siv Samat Vechagat Amulav Ishtecha, a special drasha. Not the general rule of Arvin Simcha Mesimcha, but it's a special drasha by Chol HaMoed. It's Samach Vechagat Amulav Ishtecha. Second, third reason. This, by allowing a person to get married, Chol HaMoed, refrain, the person might stall and not the Mitzvah Peruvu. So the guy says, why should I get married Chanukah time, which I'm going to have to take off a week from work? Chol HaMoed anyway don't work. So Why does he wait till Chol HaMoed to get married then? Meanwhile, there's 3 months that he didn't get, that he could have gotten married and already propagated. He's able to focus in on his marriage because he's not busy with other things. And he doesn't have to spend any money on the meal because he's anyway he's having yaltim meal. He stopped him mashah hutzi the simple yaltim. So the guy says, this is a great deal, and I don't lose any work, and I can save money on the suda. You know, I'm going to wait till Chol HaMoed. Well, yeah, but meanwhile, you missed four months of being married that you couldn't propagate it during that time. So that's why I said, Chazal is not Chol HaMoed. But the main pshat the more says, Amar ben Simcha the Simcha. The filling of suda back in the Mishmash Shavuot. The suda in Bovad, below the suda, Gam Kenos. And if the Isser applies, even without making the suda the suda, just the suda itself is awesome. This rule, the whole day of Simcha be Simcha, daf bada mechad. So the marshal. So let's say a man is marrying two women. He can't say, listen, you know, I have a great idea. I'll marry Rachel and I'll marry Leah on the same day, and I'll celebrate them in the suda of the chasa for both together. Amar b'simcha b'simcha. Okay? However, it's only one person. Two people can share the meal together. The fear of mutter lasa schubas yasim b'yasim. So I can marry off my child and have a couple which can't afford to have a meal get married the same day and join us for the meal, and we'll celebrate the chasna will be the celebration of both of their marriages together. Okay. Mishnei Achim, Mishnei Achoyos, or Achim Achoyos, no Zorin shall last as B'yemach. However, two brothers, or two sisters, or brother and sister, we go through on the same day. So now, the word Laris is used in its both. You have the colloquial term, how it's used, and then you have the definitive term, the way it's used. So the correct term, what Erison means, what we call Kedushin. The man to a Kaddish woman with a tabaz, with money, Ramah Kaddish, with a tabaz, that's Erison. Erison is also used colloquially to mean what's called tanoi, engagement, which creates this confusion in people's minds. A woman who's a nar marasim is a woman who's engaged, a woman who's betrothed. You know, that's a horrendous translation. It's a woman who's totally married, she's an ashish. But that's where it comes to. So here he's pointing out, Hanofil the Kaddish. You're not even make an act of Maisa Kedusha. The Be'erus and Levad, just an engagement alone, lack a simcha, there's no simcha at all. And just even a Kedusha alone, there's no simcha. The simcha is when the husband takes the wife to his home. The Shidduch B'cholamad, you can make an engagement, which is what they call tanoyim during Chol HaMoed. You can all go in there like we do that with amongst ourselves.
So then they're going to write an ishtar.
Okay, so now, in regards to writing ishtar tanoyim, so we had before. That's why everything's a page. called sharp sikta. So Makarva says sharp sikta is mutter. And Mishabura said, who can my ksivis tanoyim is my name? So sharp sikta is basically what we do, what we call ksivis tanoyim. The argument being, possibly it's like a number of it.
What's a shot? What's a turret?
We had in some tough kuf meme sif hey. What's a little star kadushin? Ushoy psikta. Top out. Right, Mr. said that sharp sikta. Who can we see was tonight? She was her name. Sharp sikta was time of the Gemara. The commitment, the psika, which means the amount that they would decide upon. Each party is committing to pay into the marriage, and what type of kanas they're giving themselves if they back out, which is basically that's annoying. So in the Mechaber saying that's mutter. So in the case where they got engaged, called a moed, you're allowed to write. Part of the mile of the sharp sikta was that it would it created a commitment. So it's like a number of it. Sometimes what happens is they would get engaged beforehand. They didn't get around to writing it up until then. That's a problem. So they got engaged, called a moed. It's like a number of it if you don't write it up. But sooner should we give them? But now we're grappling with a new issue. But as I said, you're a problem. You can't create a competing simcha in Chol HaMoed. Imam and simcha simcha. So do I look at writing the tanoim, celebrating the tanoim as a competing simcha? I said, no, we don't do that. Since what are these guys should tanoim and simcha in Chol HaMoed? Tanoim. But sooner should we give them? How's the achak tzivus of tanoim? What about the celebration of the meal? Taz Oyser, Kamarling and Arison. The same way Chazal said, Sudas Arison is considered a problem of Amar and Simcha Mesimcha. The Suin itself is such a simple that the Suin it's also without a meal. Arison is not also without a meal, but the meal is also, because that's a celebration of a simple. So Sudas, what about Sudas Tanoi? It's not Arison yet, it's just the engagement. So the Taz said that's the same thing. Al-Bashari Akronim disagree. Mekilim is that the culture of Simcha Kirin Eris. Okay. Al-Kaponim, Mena Oysa, Suda Gamora, Kim, Mirkakas, Vodoyma, Bada, Inaha. You don't make a sit down meal, you just make some like desserts and stuff like that. Mirkakas was like a type of jelly cake. Jelly cooking. So if you're just making those type of cakes, that's not a problem. The Shartzian points out in Sifkotnehe. The same way Harrison, we said that Harrison was not a simple. With the meal is a simple. It's only a simple if it's mamish. At the moment of Harrison, there's a certain heightened excitement. So then that meal becomes a problem of simple. So that's true by Harrison. So by Tanoim for sure, if the meal of the Tanoim is not at the time and the moment of the Tanoim, it's not going to have that level of simcha that's going to be also because of Eimar and Simcha and Simcha. Al Shlomo Shas Ma'isa Ein Lahak Merklal Loi Katas. So it's only also or it's based on resource. Russell Armour. Amos I also lost as soon as Harrison because it's a competing simple. The Afghan Nas is based on resource. We got Mashaso Harrison. It's at the time of Harrison and it's in the base of resource. And closer tonight, and Mutzer can refer to the committee. If any of these points are not there, it's permitted. It's only also based on resource. Mashaso Harrison. How can show us the Harrison Besech Asuna? Either the Harrison takes place in the middle of the meal, or there's an Harrison and immediately afterwards there's a meal. So that heightened simcha which comes with the Harrison affects the meal, that it becomes considered a halachic status of simcha, that it's emar ben simcha b'sim. Hazman muflit. But there's a gap of time between the Arison and the Suda, Yeshua the Shori Afba. So you have the same day, if it's much later in the day, that's not going to be a problem. However, some say no, it's the same day, it's also. However, but if it's Suda in days, then definitely you can be made. We allowed to dance. We couldn't make this. I feel the base of resource. So there's elomik b'simcha. There's no meal. Just there's the Arison, and he's based on resource, which that, and he's dancing. That's not called simcha. Simply is the sitting down to the meal. Mutter, what's going on? If it's not in the house of the resource, it's somebody else's. What is he celebrating with his friends? Mutter, does that calls a lamikra sudas eris? Okay. Sif base. A person had a wife, they already had the suin together, and then he divorces her, then he decides to remarry her. So he's allowed to do the process. So even the Nesuin is mutter, because the Arison is always mutter. Now the Torah has an issue called Maaseh Grushoso. Just to clarify, the Maaseh Grushoso, the Torah says, is an issue to remarry the person who he divorced, is in a case where she's married to somebody else in between. So Reuben married Leah, Reuben divorces Leah, Shimon marries Leah, no relation, then Shimon either dies or divorces Leah, then Reuben cannot retake her as a wife. That's the case with Torah Asher's Maaseh Grushoso. But if he remarries his wife when she had not married in between, that's mutter. That's mutter called the moikas. It doesn't have the same level of simple. It's not a woman. Mutter lahafser Zion. They had a simple called loikal kach. It's not such an exciting simple. Fine. Linyan Suda, regards to making a meal. Mashabes Yosef the Eshtahakram. However, the meal, you shouldn't do. The Eshtahakram should sit on the hokel. They're making even on the meal. Okay. If you separate the celebration from the suin, so we said before that downgrades the level of simcha, and therefore there's no problem anymore with simcha b'sim. Mina nesuin. Now, somebody, a woman which he had already had the suin with, and he divorced her, and then he's now doing the suin with her. She's already been with her in an intimate way, but if he divorced her after Arison, and now he wants to retake her and do the suin, where he's never been with her intimately before. So that's already, there's a simcha involved in that, to the point that would be awesome. Hanasun, yes. Oh, in Gershim in the Erisun. Also, lach zero lekonsum. If the original marriage did not proceed from the Erisun to the Suan, he divorced her after the Erisun. He may not, at this point in time, do both the Kedushin and the Eris and the Nesuin. The concept means Nesuin. Feel the Aris or Subalvat, Lassus Sunagam Kenosin. And furthermore, even if he's not doing the Nesuin, he's just doing Erisin. And we said before, for a new woman, Erisin with a suit is also based on resource. So for this woman also, even though he didn't get to the suit this woman, but there's an element of newness to her, he never really was with her totally. Therefore, even just when the Erisin is already also. He came in the summer, he adds the Chadoshuloy Mikasim. Okay. Gimbal. A komo tor nisa berber regel, belasa suda berregel, bain basula spedalmon. She allowed to marry any woman right erev yomtiv and use the yomtiv meals as her sheva brachas meals. Berber regel test. According to the issues earlier, Chachil Lassus is the Suma Shachar. However, you should do then. If you're doing this, the marriage should take place in the morning. So they'll have some time before Yom Tov starts to celebrate together. If you do it in the morning, you can have that first meal for Yom Tov. If it was not, it got pushed off to later in the day. If we don't do it now, we're afraid that we won't be able to cop around the opportunity later. So Mata Yirav Elisa, I feel sabbath l'chashem.
But it's hard to
visit. As long as you're before Shkia, you're good.
Yeah, but
you have a shot. Guard yourself. If I'm going to rub the culture, I'm going to Klal Merv Yomtiv. Can't get started. God over the upper end. The minute is not to get married every Yomtiv. It takes away from the Yomtiv. In case of necessity, you can be mad. You can be mad. There's no reason to be mad. It's a problem of Arvin Simcha with Simcha. Because you're using the Sudas Yomtiv for your Sudas Nesuin. So, no. The moment of Simcha is not in the meal, but it is the marriage. You're the next 7 days of Yom, you're going to be celebrating Shavuot Rosh. Sure. Even that first night, you're allowed to do the meal. To your mark, it's not the same day as the marriage. However, if I'm going to run the diet of the Lila Nigger Akaraya, what's the last of Sudarishan of a Lila? Since, for this purpose, we say that the Nesuin and the meal the same day has an actual level of Simcha. For this purpose, it means the day that you're awake, which goes from the daylight hours into the evening hours. So this day, he got married at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he makes the meal at 8 o'clock in the afternoon, which is ready after 6. So that's a different day. Not for him. He's still in that same mode. So that would be a problem. Therefore, there is no heter. You'd have to, like you said before, make the marriage earlier in the day and have the first meal before Yom Tov. Or wait till the next day. Custom in times of the August, Lisa, the bear of Rego.
Well, the next day is Vada.
But right, it's a different day. They'll have the same level of simple. The whole reason we don't do it because they're not simple with simple. We're saying a different level of simple. It's mutter. So the next day is a different level of simple. She says that's the reason why we don't get married in Erev Yom Tov. Okay, Mishas Hatzak, because the Rabba, the Barksia, the Mutter Lisa Erev, the Rego, will also suit of a life. So, in case of necessity, we get married in Erev Yom Tov. Then they make the suit of that night, and we'll look at it two separate days. Okay. Dalit. What the last is beregel sudas bris milo and sudas pidyon aben. Other types of celebrations are what to do on Cholam Moed. What the last is. Whether it's a bris bisman, right? Or a pinyan ben bisman. Ben shalom bisman, the bris was pushed off, pinyan ben was pushed off. Why is it much? Chashivi simcha, as soon as the sun was air is in the vat. Regardless of this, of ain marvin simcha bisimcha. The level of simcha which Chazal meant, the very marvin simcha bisimcha, meant the simcha of the celebration of a marriage. Which we all understand is a different level of excitement than a bris milah or pidyon aben. That's relevant by Hilda's Avelis, Lorlane. So, Ovel is also the simple. So, there's a different, but the issue with Ovel tending a Suda's the Suin is much more complicated than him tending a Suda's Bris. Because Suda's Bris doesn't have a thing of simple. So after Shloshim, he can make all that he can attend it. It's a Suda's mitzvah, and it's not considered simple. However, as soon as he has to wait for a period, he has to wait the whole 12 months. Because that's a place of simple. Okay. Hey, a woman can do all of her processes of beautifying herself in Cholam Moed. So, for number one, she can put in like a mascara on her eyes. What does poikasis mean? Hairish. The chaleka sara lekan. She parts her hair. Okay, number two. Number three. My hair is sorek up and out. She puts on a rouge. Covers all of her flaws. But the fellas out of the sin. Now they used to do a process to remove hair using a lime mixture. So that would accomplish that it would remove the hair and it would make the skin like a brighter color. That was considered beautifying yourself. We should talk about the Salk of Amoya. So in the case of the Sid, she puts it on, and it has to stay on for a period of time before it's effective. So it's not going to be considered effective. It's not going to be much of a way to do it. if you put it on late enough in the Kol HaMoed, that you won't be able to remove it before Yom. So it wasn't Tzarech HaMoed.
First question is actually,
so that's mutter only with Tzarech HaMoed, but she'll be able to get the benefits of the process, the hair being removed before Yom is over. Maveris Seir Mesa Shechi Mesa Hair. She can shave herself, remove hair from under her arms or in her private area.
It's a lucky sign.
Maybe Yabim, if she can do that, whether by hand, she can pluck or she can use a cleaver. Maveris Sakin Apadaka. She can remove the hair on her forehead with a knife.
Sorry.
Okay. It means, but like a sarum, Yesha Birsha Shoisa Kimin Avoisis. It means, so the Rabbah said it meant, for Kessis meant, she parts, she makes a part in her hair. So Bishamur, he brings a different shot. It means, she makes braids. So a woman can't braid herself on Shabbos or Yom Tov. All the way this morning. Tosis Pirshu, Tosis has a totally different shot of Pekeses. Should have said a school shall both take up on now. Today the Hadim Abos. She takes a strip of dough, puts it on her face. She has a facial treatment.
Next week, Rabbi.
Taylor Hadim Abbas, in order to make the skin bright, red. That was considered, the ruddy complexion was considered beautiful. So she wants to create a more ruddy complexion. So she puts on this chemical, which is a paste you make out of it. Or even a case of using a regular dough. She wants to put on the sin, removes the hair, to make the skin more mudan, beautiful. Okay. That she's able to move it before Yom Tov is over. A sitko.
That wasn't a hit.
So, but Tom, so what's the problem? What malach are you doing? They were saying it was only with the Tzarech HaMoed. So you got to make sure it has to be finished before Yom Tov is over. Yes, what's the problem? Shakolshi tefelis besid mitzerihi shenibahu lo. Wearing the sid actually is uncomfortable, emotionally uncomfortable. It looks weird. Elwad kimsha simplu lo kishetzalik hasid. The frustration she has earlier in the process is outweighed and outbalanced by the sid she has at the end when she looks very pretty. She removes it. Okay, mutter v'nei simchus Yom Tov k'shetia acharka. So the heter is built on what eventually is going to happen. But if it's not going to happen until after the moyad, so it's not mutter. She's going to mitzayer herself on Yom Tov for no good purpose. Maver Sarah Mason Shafi, she can shave herself under her arm or her private parts. Alba, but to cover the head of her head. So this which we had before, which we said, even theoretically, a hair can call a boy, should be 100% mutter, because it's Tzarech HaMoed. You have a malach involved, but it's Tzarech HaMoed. The Chazal said, no, you can't do it because you're afraid you're going to use it as an excuse not to get a haircut before Yom Tov. Wait till Chol HaMoed to do it. That applies to women also.
Let me ask you a question.
Maveris Saka. Maveris Haseir Saka. But she can cut the hair from her forehead using a knife. So some element of shearing involved. And it's her forehead, not the regular hair, so that's mut. I might have said so the hair.